104.5 Virgin Radio.
Today is All Hallows Eve, everyone. Also known as Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. And the portal will be open this evening. You're welcome.
And Nira decided not to dress up again. She's a witch.
I'm a witch this year.
You're welcome.
All right. This morning, we have a very special guest in studio with us. Our very own psychic medium, Patricia. She's a good friend of the show. She's a metaphysical practitioner, tarot reader, clairvoyant, and spiritualist medium.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
She knew you were going to say that.
She knew everything.
Didn't you, Patricia?
Oh, yes.
If you want to get a hold of her, readingsbypatricia.com. We always get so many people after you're on the show, Patricia, being like, okay, I've got to go see her. How do we get a hold of her?
Good.
So there you go. Readingsbypatricia.com.
Yeah. Patricia, we have known you forever, and you have been a part of this scene forever. You go way back.
Way back.
Why is today Halloween so significant?
Well, it goes back in history. You know, Sam, it's Samhain, right, Warren? Yeah. So that is a very important event to commemorate the dead.
The dead.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're talking about the thinning of the veil, so it's a good segue into where we're headed.
Okay. Patricia, what does that mean, the thinning of the veil? What does that mean? Because we always hear on Halloween, the portal is open, and that is the portal to the other side, correct?
Correct. So think of it as a psychic curtain.
Okay.
So it's a doorway, a portal, an opening, a lead into another world, which is the etheric or astral plane.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when people say that they feel something on Halloween or that there's an energy that is around them that they can't explain, there is something behind these feelings.
Of course. I mean, you know, if you look around, we have shorter days, darker nights, you know, pitch black mornings, that type of thing. So it sets the stage. It's like a theater, like a cosmic theater.
Mm.
So it's interesting how people do say, you know, it's eerie, it's spooky, it's this and that, but it can also be a celebration.
Yes.
Of those that we remember that are no longer with us.
Right, because being able to get a hold of someone on the other side isn't always like a freaky thing. It could be like a connection moment.
It's all about connection.
Okay.
Yeah. What would then be considered Halloween energy? If we're feeling that energy today, what is that?
Well, it's heightened intuition.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's like, you know, our psychic muscle, where we feel things, we can't explain them, we can't see. It's like the world of the unseen meeting the world of the seen. So the physical and the non-physical merging together.
The unseen connecting with the seen.
That's right.
Okay. I love that.
That is okay.
And that's a great scene.
Yeah, that's a great scene. Also, you brought up intuition.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very fascinating word for a lot of people because you hear about it. A lot of people also say gut. Like, do you trust your gut?
Yes.
Do you trust your gut?
Yeah, should trust it more.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Are there signs, Patricia, that the other side is trying to contact us on this All Hallows Eve today on Halloween when the portal is open? Maybe is there something we can look for, a sign, a flicking light? Like what should we be sort of looking for?
Yeah, in spiritual circles, they call it electrical patterns.
Okay.
So it could be the flickering of a light. Mm-hmm. It could be the way that candle's moving.
Mm.
It could be seeing a bird. A grasshopper, you know, something that's unusual that we see and we think that wasn't there before.
Okay.
Why am I seeing that now? And there's a message behind it. And it could be energies coming to poke you sort of on the shoulder and say, hey, I'm alive. I'm just vibrating at a different level, a different state of being.
The vibration.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
We know there's a lot that happens around Halloween at this time. There's a lot of motivation to try things that you might not normally do the rest of the year. So we want to talk to you more about that. We're going to take a little break. We do have psychic medium Patricia, who's going to help us with the do's and don'ts of Halloween.
Are you talking Ouija board?
Okay, I don't want to say it.
We're going to say it. We're going to find out. Should we do it tonight?
Yeah,
let's find
we?
Out.
Should we?
Hang on.
Holly and Nira. Holly and Nira. 94.5
Virgin Radio. She's here. She's with us.
Talking.
Psychic medium, Patricia. Happy Halloween.
Readingsbypatricia.com. We know you're interested. Yes, she does readings. She's amazing, and she knew we were going to say that.
She's a metaphysical practitioner as well, a tarot reader, clairvoyant, and spiritualist medium.
Hey, Patricia, real quick. Yeah, are the Blue Jays going to... Oh, you can't hear.
Oh, no. Hold on. We must help you hear.
It's so freaky.
The spirits don't want you to hear?
No, Patricia, it's not the portal. Oh, it's your volume.
Brain. Here we go. How's this?
Hi, is that good?
Yes. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, Patricia, real quick. Are the Blue Jays going to win tonight? Come
win.
On, Patricia.
Don't put that on Patricia.
Come on, Patricia.
Let's put it this way. I'm going to make it happen.
Oh, yes! Okay. Blue Jays.
All right. Okay, let's get right to it, honestly. Today is Halloween. We want to get to the juicy stuff. There's actual do's and don'ts of Halloween night, because this is the night where people feel like they can actually try things that you normally wouldn't do. Go ahead. Let's go.
And that portal is open.
Yeah.
Should we bring out the Ouija board?
I would say a no.
Oh, no.
A no.
Just from based on my experience with the Ouija board. But, you know, I mean, there are people that feel that they are together enough or that they're in touch enough to not allow lower entities into their circuits. So I would say with caution.
When you say lower entities, like let's be super clear. Holly, did you Ouija board?
Yeah, once I tried it. Freaked me out so bad.
Only once?
Only once. I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah. I, Neera, have done Ouija boarding. Like,
I don't know if you want to congratulations on that.
No,
I don't think so.
I'm not saying it in a good way. We used to do it. We did it like way back in the day, like, you know, just for fun. And the thing is you may be a person that can, like you said, realize when something's good, not, but it's who you're doing it with. You might not know what the other person's like, because you never do the Ouija board alone.
No.
So how can you trust that, right?
You can't. So you have to be very, very careful and, you know, proceed with caution, especially if you don't really know the person who's on the other side of the planchette. Mm-hmm. And that's moving, yes, no, spelling out letters, things of that nature.
I mean, there were some freaky experiences with the Ouija board. Is there some form of truth to the region? Like, is it real? Is it real?
Well, it's as real as you want to make it. It's just that I told you before that it's like having a house party and letting anybody in. So you have to be very, very more diligent about who it is that you want to contact. Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning earlier about this is the time. It's more about connection to those that are dearly departed, or, you know, souls that want to come in and help you as guardian spirits. So you have to keep it on the positive.
Mm-hmm. So warning is out there. If you are planning on doing something like that tonight, be prepared, because it doesn't always mean it's the good trying to get through.
Exactly. Think of The Exorcist.
Oh, God!
With a Ouija board. 13-year-old boy in Italy, and he was tampering with it and playing with it, and what happened is that this entity possessed him.
Oh, through the Ouija board.
Through the Ouija board, yeah. It's a portal.
Yeah.
Okay, it's
I'm going to say that's a no.
You know what bothers me, though? Why is there a game? Like, you can buy it at a store and give it to someone, like, as a...
Yeah, as a game.
As a game.
Mattel made millions on it. Millions.
Okay. They better be careful, Mattel, if you're listening.
Did they sell their soul?
Sounds like it, yeah. Hey, Patricia, any other big Halloween no-nos tonight when the portal is open, when we can pretty easily, the veil is thin, we can contact the other side, they can contact us. Any other big no-nos?
Well, I think more to keep it on a positive note, have fun and know what the purpose of Halloween is. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole notion of trick-or-treating, it's about children, kids. Some people take it to the negative level. You know, do drugs or whatever. And when you're vulnerable, anything and everything can happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You often mention lighting candles is a really, it's a really good thing to do tonight.
Yeah, it is. It does connect with the brow chakra, and it's an opening. It's a portal. When you light the candle, you're saying to spirit, come in. You know, and communicate with me.
Okay.
Good spirits, okay, though,
good
right?
Spirits, good
right.
Spirits. Good spirits light candles, right?
Good spirits light candles, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
They like candles. All right.
Patricia, before you go, readingsbypatricia.com, by the way, highly recommend going to spend some quality time with her. She's the best. Do you have any predictions for our show for Holly and Neera?
Ooh.
Well, let me say this.
Always scary? Oh, God.
So scary. The scariest part of Halloween.
I think this could be one of the top morning shows.
Patricia,
hands down, because of the synergy.
We did not pay her.
It's the chemistry. It's you're relatable. You're friendly. You're the yin and the yang. You know, there's groundedness, there's intuition, there's spontaneity. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have a very harmonious vibe here. And every time I'm on the show, I just feel, wow, this is a winning combination.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I don't know whether podcasts or attending events or more social media or community-based, you know, charities that you could appear. You know, I was thinking about you being at a coffee shop, you know, and just letting it open so that people can actually interchange with you and connect with you guys.
Careful, it's like a house party. You could let anyone in.
Yeah. I heard that as we should go on a tour.
Yeah.
Go on tour.
A magical mystery tour. Especially on Halloween.
Okay.
My gosh.
Okay.
Conjure up all sorts of magic.
So cute. Psychic medium Patricia, thank you for coming in. It's just part of our Halloween tradition that we do here on Holly and Nira.
We love
you. To be here.
Thank you. Honestly, if you would like to connect with Patricia, book a reading, readingsbypatricia.com. She has been around for a very long time. She's seen it all.
She's the best.
She's got really good freaky stories, too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, like scary stories behind the scenes.
Yeah. readingsbypatricia.com. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Holly and Nira.